Joining us this week have been the folks from Weinbrenner Seminary, my old stomping grounds. And this morning, we've heard from faculty at Weinbrenner the last few days. This morning, we're going to hear from a student. John Long is joining us. He's student in the Master of Arts in Clinical Counseling.
I've noticed that they've sent a lot of the people from the counseling department here to talk with us this week, Jeff. I don't know if it's a sign of anything, but, you know, it probably is needed.
We're definitely not allowed to tell you.
John, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show. It's good to have you with us.
Good to talk with you, Jeff and Tommy.
How long have you been going to Weinbrenner?
This is my second trimester.
Well, we're excited. We're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
This morning, I wanted to share with you all devotion that's inspired by Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, where Paul encourages us to share each other's burdens, and in this way we obey the law of Christ. It was written by author Bonnie Gray, and it actually appeared in a March 2017 edition of Christianity Today. I'll read it for you, and then afterwards I'll offer a reflection for you. Jesus was honest and transparent, letting them know what he felt. We can only presume to know his reasons. Maybe he needed support. Maybe he was helping to prepare them for his unfinished story. What we do know is that he shared and he asked them to stay awake. Then he went a little further away from them and he prayed, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me." He was not only honest with his most trusted friends, but he pleaded with the Father more deeply and intimately than possible with any person. And then Bonnie continues to write, "We're all in the middle of something. We weren't made to suffer through this unfinished journey alone. We were made to be in community. In the same way God spoke the first light in the darkness with his voice, God gave each of us a voice that was created to be heard, to be known, and to be understood. God has made a way to this need through you and me. Jesus gave us each other. We don't have to journey alone. He gives us the ability to carry each other's burdens." That concludes the devotion. So I really like the honesty and the reality of that devotional. We know scripture that during the garden, Jesus, you know, was feeling so anxious and distressed that he actually sweat drops of blood. I think it's fair to say that, you know, he was experiencing feelings of panic with the foreknowledge of what was going to happen at the cross. But, you know, Jesus was committed to his Father's will. And that wasn't going to change whether or not the disciples stayed awake with him. So I got thinking about that. I thought, you know, well, yeah, what difference would it make? It wasn't going to change the outcome. Maybe Jesus just needed their support. Maybe he just didn't want to be alone. You know, and the more I thought about that, I thought, you know, how human of Jesus. And really, what a lesson for us, you know, when we or someone we know is experiencing high levels of anxiety. You know, if you're not feeling well mentally or emotionally, you can ask for help and support like Jesus did. Or if you're in a position to help someone during a time of distress, then do what Jesus asked his disciples to do and be an available presence in the midst of suffering. So in conclusion, as Jesus was human to us, we can be a light of presence of Christ to others.
Now that's a good word for us, John. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners this morning?
Father, thank you so much for designing us so beautiful and complex. You created us as spiritual beings inside a physical body with our own mental thoughts and ideas. Help us to remember all of these components of our being as we seek treatment for ourselves and as we guide others. Give us love and compassion for one another as we seek to remove the stigma and shame that is so often associated with mental illness. And help us to be a Christ-like presence to those who struggle, and in by doing so, obey the law of Christ. Amen.
John Long joining us, a student at Weinbrenner Seminary in the Master of Arts in Clinical Counseling program. And John, tell us about Weinbrenner and your experience there and anything you'd like to share.
One of the big highlights for me personally has just been, you know, really the openness and honesty of the students and the faculty, you know, in the Masters of Arts in Clinical Counseling program. The people there are just willing to be so vulnerable and really share life experiences. And it helps with, you know, the concepts we're learning in class. I'd go as far as to say that, you know, not only is it valued, but it's really encouraged there. The other thing that I think anyone will be interested in knowing is all of our instructors at some level or another, you know, they practice in their profession. So not only are we getting academic concepts that we're going to need to get our licenses, but they're bringing in real world everyday experience of issues that people are kind of facing in the here and now. And that just adds to what we're learning. I mean, I really feel like that combination is going to be good, going to help me become a really good counselor for myself and for the people that I eventually end up working with.
And if folks are interested in finding out more information about Weinbrenner and all the other degrees that they offer, how can they get that information?
They can visit the website. That's weinbrenner.edu, weinbrenner.edu, or 419-434-4200, 419-434-4200. And that's exactly what I did. I called them. I got a return call, gosh, almost immediately from one of the really nice staff members over there, answered all my questions, and it's been a really good experience for me so far.
And they taught you well. You did well today. So,
I appreciate it. You can get a little nervous sometimes, but you guys make me feel very welcome. So I appreciate that. Okay.
Well, and when do you graduate? We may need to replace somebody.
I don't know. I'll let you know. I got to get there first, but it'll be a little bit.
All right, we'll have to tolerate him for a while. Then
it took me 5 years. I'm just saying.
Yeah, all right. I might be on that plan too, Tommy.
All right, so I got a little time to get the resume together.
Right.
If I'm going to be replaced, it should be by a fellow Weinbrennerian, which is a mouthful to say, man. We got to find
I don't know if I'd be able to even say that on the air. So if that's a qualification, I might be in trouble.
All right, I have one question for you, John. Is George House open, the coffee shop?
We've been all online, so I don't actually know unfortunately. Oh. I would love to be able to tell you that.
That's the problem with all online. You don't have to go to the coffee shop. It's good.
Right, exactly. I bring plenty of coffee to the class and drink it online, but no, miss the coffee shop.
Not
for
quite
sure.
The same.
No, not at all.
Hey, John, thank you so much for joining us. You did a great job. We really appreciate you this morning.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good to be with you this morning.